With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Astronomer Clifford Stoll was in charge of a mainframe computer at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory in California in 1986 when he spotted a 75-cent computer discrepancy.
It's like checking your checkbook. If you balance your checkbook and it's off by $1,000, you know that you've made an easy mistake. It's off by 75 cents. You're going to start looking.
In his book, The Cuckoo's Egg, Clifford Stoll writes that the problem was a lot bigger than he had thought.
Somebody from the outside was breaking into my computer and making himself system manager, giving himself the power to control my whole computer.
How did the hacker break in?
He guessed a password.
Guessed a password?
He just dialed up our computer, and he guessed that, we must have an account named Visitor and the password Visitor. And he was right.
Clifford Stoll soon found that the trespasser wasn't just some hacker having fun.
He's going out and using our machine to break into military computers.
The system at Berkeley was connected to a network of computers, including those at military bases, and the hacker started probing for sensitive information.
Searching for words like the stealth bomber, searching for information about nuclear plans in the Pentagon.
Clifford Stoll could have changed the password to keep the hacker out, but then decided to make the break-in a research project.
Hey, let's find out who this guy is. In other words, I wanted to be silent. I didn't want him to know that I was watching him.
How Clifford Stoll tracked the hacker to West Germany and to a group of spies hired by the KGB makes for reading more exciting than an espionage novel. The Cuckoo's Egg by Clifford Stoll is now a pocketbook's paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. An astronomer at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory in California, Clifford Stoll, discovered one day that a hacker had broken into the lab's mainframe computer and was stealing sensitive military information. Stoll hooked up a printer to the phone line the hacker was using.
We were watching over his shoulder by just printing out every keystroke that he'd type in.
But Stoll, in his book, The Cuckoo's Egg, writes that it wasn't clear who the hacker was or where he was calling from.
I'd always thought computer hacking is a game for sophomores in college to play. Instead, what I learned was, no, it's not a game.
Not when military secrets are involved, but the FBI wasn't interested.
The FBI would say, you expect us to open an investigation just because you've lost 75 cents in computer time? Go away, kid. Don't bother us.
On his own, Stoll tried a phone trace, but that didn't work because the hacker was never on the line long enough. Then Stoll's girlfriend got a brilliant idea.
Just make some bogus military stuff. Fill in your computer with it. Let the guy stumble on it. He'll take a couple hours copying it back to wherever he is. In those 2 or 3 hours, you can trace him all the way.
So Stoll invented a mythical military network, put in phony mailing lists and lots of classified-sounding documents, and the hacker swallowed the bait.
We trace this through 5 different networks, across satellite links, across underwater cables, into Europe.
Hanover, West Germany. At last, the FBI became interested.
They said, yeah, there's espionage taking place here.
Clifford Stoll's work led to the arrest of a gang of West Germans employed by the KGB. The story is told in a book that's hard to put down, The Cuckoo's Egg, now a pocketbook's paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.